Blog Talk Radio.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, folks, you are at the right place, and surely you're there at the right time. As you can see, we, as you are who are on the mail list, know we began our program just a little bit later than normal, but believe me, it'll be just as jam-packed as ever before. That I will assure you. And so, my name is Daryl Clark, and as I mentioned, you are listening to Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's gathered from around the country and, well, sometimes even around the world. And this week is no exception. We are bringing you news, information that truly we believe you can use to inspire you and encourage you, empower you, and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference in your loved ones' lives, those who you come in contact's lives, and, of course, your own life. And this evening, without further ado, we're going to get right into the program with our special guest this evening, who happens to be traveling this week. And he was so gracious enough to, well, to take time out to join us this evening. And for those of you in the mail list, you know I'm talking about the incomparable, the iconic, and truly the humanitarian, Mr. Master Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And Dr. Mendoza, as I said, is traveling, so he'll be with us a little bit briefly, but what he has to share with us will be power-packed. So those of you who have been listening for the years, you know Dr. Mendoza joins us regularly, unless he's traveling, which he often does around the world, to spread his good news. And he often discusses some of his specialties, which are, of course, energy, and meditation. This week, maybe we can get a little inkling of his latest work, another book. And, of course, he's always talking about wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Without further ado, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who is recognized around the world. So we're very fortunate to have him this evening. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hi, Daryl. How are you? Congratulations for work done, and thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for squeezing me in also. I'm in transit, actually, so that's you were right about that. And I'm at your disposal. What did I say? I'm at the pleasure of your show. I'm working at the pleasure of your show.
Well, the honor is ours. The honor is absolutely ours, Dr. Mendoza. And you know, as we were talking earlier in the week, I know you're traveling, and, well, you've been doing some interesting things. Tempted to share. I was really excited when we connected earlier, and you said, I am, can I share? I am skydiving. I had to mention that. So I don't know how you did that, if we can take a moment, because we don't get off, you know, often a chance, and you and I talk, of course, behind the scenes, but we don't often get a chance to share with the listeners, you know, some of our personal dialogue. So I didn't really intend to put you on the spot like that.
No, I'm not skydiving. I don't think I would like doing skydiving, but when I was working in the hospital and the cell phones just started to work, I wrote right down on the board. I said, you have to understand, I'm working as an intensivist, so I have to be available all the time. So the doctors will call, the message that they'll get is that this is Dr. Mendoza. I'm momentarily skydiving, but I'll call you back if I land, or if I don't land, I won't be able to call you back. Something like that. And they go crazy with that one. They thought it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I said, you know, I thought that was so interesting because I know how busy you are. And when you said that, you really threw me off. I said, oh, my gosh, no, it can't be. But that was fun. That was fun. I enjoyed that. So Dr. Mendoza, as I know, you have a flight that's going to be taking off in the not-too-distant future. Let's get into a few things. You have a new work out, correct? Talk a little bit about it. Maybe we can get into some in-depth on the next time you're on, but if you could just give us a little bit of a carrot for folks to chew on, and then we can have them go out and get the read, and perhaps when you come back we can delve into it and peel back some of the onion and get into some depth on it.
Okay. The first thing you want to, the surprise probably that you have, we could talk about is number one, as we usually do every month, is the upcoming full moon on Sunday. So that's one area we could do. And if you'd like, we could talk about, I have a second book that's coming out and it's actually entitled Spiritual Truth. It's like how to delve into different levels of understanding spiritual truth from different, in fact, I even look at it from different point of religion. So those are the areas I want to, we discussed that I could work with you and with your audience and all that. So which one do you want first? So by and large, the easiest one is probably we could do is the full moon. It's a Virgo. It's a, those who were born from August 23, which is today, up to September 22, will be on the sign of Virgo. So we have a full moon, or we're in, we talked about the full moon in previous radio programs, and the intensity of why we have to meditate during the full moon. The full moon is a auspicious time wherein one could meditate and feel the divine. It's like the mother of the full moon, the mother of energies for the month. So people could utilize this intense energy or divine energy to bless, number one, Mother Earth, and the sidebars for blessing Mother Earth will be interesting. You get to be flooded yourself with divine energy. Number two, you will energize yourself. And number three, you could use this energy to energize things. You could bless your family. You could bless your projects. You could bless calamities, which we're seeing recently, a lot global calamities like earthquakes and fire and other problems in the world. So it's a service in a certain way. So that will be, we do an online full moon meditation. And that will be on Sunday. And interestingly enough, there'll be a part of the website also. A lot of people are meditating during the full moon. It's a known fact for some people in the, I would say, in the spiritual practice or in maybe aware of the energy or astronomical or astrological impact of the full moon. So we constructed launched a website called Full Moon Meditation at .us, fullmoonmeditation.us. So people could look into it, and because we've had some problems before wherein we connect, we try to link up some of the people like your group after our discussion. They could not link into the website because our Chronic Healing USA website is actually very difficult to navigate, so we established this full moon. So this full moon meditation is a private, it's a public service since 1994. And if you would like, we could discuss some of the detail, just a detail, a short detail of what the Virgo is. We discussed last month Cancer, Leo and Cancer the past 2 months. So I'm open if you're interested with it.
Absolutely. Before we move on, though, because I know pretty much every month I get calls, you know, what's the best way to get in? And, you know, I always mention the Pranic Healing USA website. So it's very important because I really want to ensure that our listeners, you know, get it because I've had some folks who had challenges navigating the Pranic Healing USA site because there's so much information there. So can we just reiterate that website one more time again, please?
Okay. The website is www.fullmoonmeditation.us. F-U-L-L meditation, M-E-D-I-T-A-T-I-O-N .us. So that's basically our website. I log into it, and people could understand. It will give you an infomercial. It's an infomercial about the full moon. Why we meditate during the full moon? Why meditate as a group? Major benefits of full moon meditation. And I included the science of meditation. So those are the areas that people would like to need. It's simple, direct, and no fluff. Just look at it as interesting, and we're building it up to some more bells and whistles in the next month or so.
Yeah, I've been to the site several times, and definitely an upgrade, I'll put it that way. The other site I loved, I navigated it because I'm used to going on all kinds of websites, but it was a little more challenging for someone who doesn't use computers. So this site, oh, Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, it's just so simple. And I love the fact that there's so much information about meditation. I mean, you even give a little primer about meditating. Folks, you got to check it out. It's fullmoonmeditation.us. And then you even give a little bit about each astrological sign. Very nice website, Master Glenn. Not trying to patronize you for the sake of that, though I have many reasons to do that. I'm not doing that. Really excellent site, I have to say.
Thank you. Actually, part of those were full moon meditation because I never saw a book on that one. I tracked it out, so I did a pamphlet which includes some of the information here, actually. So, you know, who knows? We could circulate a maybe another book that's in the offing. What do you think?
I think it's well worth it. Just the information that you've disseminated over the years here has been so valuable. And now, more than ever before, from what I've read and researched, and, of course, you're the expert in the area, so you can affirm or let me know if I'm offbeat some, meditation is more appreciated than from what I'm hearing and seeing and reading more than ever before. I mean, the major schools are now acknowledging it. You know, Harvard and New England Journal of Medicine, you know, it's no longer this secret sect. You know, and as you say, the monks and that are known to do this, it's mainstream. In fact, many of your major gyms are now incorporating it along with Pilates and aerobics, and you know they have meditation. So it's now understood widely. The value of meditation. You know, statistics show, well, of course, I don't have to tell you. I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm speaking to the listeners, really, that those who meditate even have a longer lifespan. I've even read such studies as that. So what you're doing, hats off, you were, you know, light years ahead of the curve in what you've been doing for so many years.
Thank you for saying that. You know what, Daryl? I started reviewing the literature, the medical literature, the scientific literature on meditation. Guess what? The studies on meditation did not start until 1990. And guess what? In 1993, I started doing some of the research actually on meditation. But I was a young, scrappy, hungry young guy, and I told myself I'm not mature enough to speak about meditation, so I never published them. You know, one of my earliest study was actually, I put them in a rig. I called them a rig. They measured the heart rate. This is in 1990s. I have this guy who's a expert in computers technology at the time, and what happened was that I put two up. Volunteers, I divided the volunteers, meditators and non-meditators, and I guided them to a meditation on twin heart. And the beauty of what we're finding now are actually the findings I know then. The heart rate lowers down, the respiration lowers down, the skin conductance improves, And the best thing, which I would like to improve, all of this, people know this already, they relax. Then the best thing is that there was a time, this is even 1990s, there was brain synchronicity because we were measuring the brain waves. So what happened right now, I'd like to tell your audience, right now our brains, which has alpha waves, beta waves, delta waves, theta waves, and even gamma waves, which are recent only, and what happened was that our brain has been oozing this wave form right now. If you're in the office, you are doing beta wave. If you're working, you're doing beta wave. And when you're doing, and this, these are the right brain, the left brain, just imagine that the waves, just wavelength coming out of electricity on the right brain, the front, the middle, and the back, on the right, and the front, the middle, and the back on the left, they're shooting all the time. But with meditation, it synchronizes it. That means you, if we relax in an alpha wave, there'll be a majority of alpha wave in all the brain, which they found, interestingly enough, only around 5 years ago. But we were looking at it already with the technology. But I told you I was young. I thought I was not an expert. I said, I don't think they'll laugh at me. So by and large, I didn't publish it. But no, although I presented it in an international convention, but I did not publish it because I didn't have a bigger view of or a vision of what now compared to when I was young. Anyway, now that you mention it, and we did more studies after that. I did studies on what I call neurophysiologic parameters. Then I did some blood tests. Serotonin, I don't know if you're aware of the blood serotonin. When you do serotonin, people who have Alzheimer's, people who have dementia, people who have depression have low serotonin levels. So I wanted to do a serotonin level, a melatonin level, and a non-opiate levels during meditation. And one of the things we noticed was that during the meditation, serotonin and melatonin goes up. It's interesting, when I presented this in an international convention, people said, he was working in the Ministry of Education in Italy, and he told me, he said, when I travel, I don't go out of the hotel. So when I travel to Japan, instead of feeling jet lag, I do my meditation, and what happened was that I don't have jet lag. And now I know why it is, because melatonin is noted to do a day-night circulation, day-night rhythm, and meditation fixes this day and night, morning and night rhythm of brain waves. So that was fantastic. People are seeing that now, and serotonin has been studied. Now we have more people doing studies now. I don't know if you've seen some of the work in Time magazine and other magazines where you have a group of monks doing meditation, and they were saying they produce gamma waves. So I was interested 2 years ago. I said, what are they doing? Gamma waves. And there's this Buddhist monk, which is a very good person. He's a French Buddhist monk who's been meditating almost every day, 8 to 10 hours a day for the past 30, 40 years of his life. So what I did a study where I compared people who are doing meditation and people who are not. Guess what? People who are doing meditation 1,000 hours already, which is about 2 years, and guess what? It had the same result. It had gamma waves. So I said, oh, we don't have to be Buddhist. We don't have to go to the Himalayas. We don't have to change our religion. We'll have the same results as the Buddhist monks, the Tibetan lamas, and the Celestine nuns, which have been noted in the previous literature before. So that was my argument. We are having that published right now as we speak. The manuscript has been done and submitted to work. I just want to let you know that we, although we prescribe for doing meditation, but we wanted to justify it also. I have other work to do, but so I have people I work with doing this study at the same time.
Wow. I love statistics because what it does is it paints the picture. Sometimes we've heard the saying, a picture is 1,000 words. And when you talk about studies and, you know, empirical facts, you know, facts just based on observation, it paints that picture. And so I really appreciate you sharing that, because I know the listeners can resonate with something like, a fact. You start talking about, you don't have to know what a gamma or a beta or a delta or an alpha, you know, wave is. You get the concept that we're talking about energy. And so when you say that there's unquestionable empirical truth to meditation impacting that, we can just stop there, not to mention what type of impact. And so when you start talking about the type of impact, it just speaks volumes. And that's really wonderful. I mean, that's just worth the time that you took out to share with us. Because what it does, I believe, is it encourages our listeners to maybe look a little bit more deeper into that. And those who are on the fence about it, you know, can now, with some rationale, you know, say, well, you know, I think I will take a little closer look at that. And that's a good thing, because it's all about wellness and being well and improving the life of the planet.
Yes. You see, some of us think that if you can only meditate when you're a Buddhist monk. You only meditate when you're a priest or do contemplation or you're a nun. So you have to understand the people, the spiritual or religious people, the monks, they meditate 8 hours a day. But us mere mortals who work, we have work 8 hours a day. And we cannot do the meditation hours which they do. Can we be closer to God by doing meditation? And I realized we could still do the same meditation and still be closer to God or closer to our higher soul. So anyway, so that's the study that we've had. Maybe to add more interest in this one, Daryl. I wanted to do a study next year. This is a new study that they have, because my nurse asked me, I said, can meditation, her question was, how can I, what can you do to stop aging? I think that's what you said. I said meditation.
Stop it what?
What can you do to stop aging?
Aging, said, okay.
Yeah, aging. Sorry. And I said meditation. And I said, you always say meditation to everything. I said, I want to let you know that there are studies right now. I don't know if you're aware of what they call telomeres. Telomeres are part of the DNA. People who die early have shorter telomeres. And people who die older, you know, there's longevity, the telomeres were noted to be longer. And there were a couple of studies that shows that meditation will increase our telomeres. They did a 6-week study, and they found out that you were able to increase the telomere. Every year we have a 21-day spiritual vacation wherein we do intensive, but a vacation easy, but you do your meditation practices, and next year I will try to do some blood and send it out and look what the telomeres can do. So for us, day in, day out, people who have our day job, but who still like to connect with the divine or with God or higher soul, we may have a future in this one by doing daily meditation.
I really believe as a society that we're beginning to evolve, hopefully, and I have faith that we that we aren't getting there too late, because there's so much strife and well, energy that is non-productive or regressive that's going on. I mean, you know, you turn on the television, you listen to the radio. I mean, it's all over. But when I hear stories like these and studies like these, it makes me feel like, okay, there's another side to this system that's going on right now. There is a counterbalance when I hear about this, because you're right, it's becoming more and more mainstream, and the service that you do is a major part of that, and so we appreciate that. And for those who are just tuning in, we're talking with Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, and we're discussing the benefits of meditation. We were having a brief discussion about full moon meditation, but we went into some depth about the benefits that have been shown and proven about meditation, such as, well, about longevity, increased lifespan. Who wouldn't be interested to at least know something about that? And so that's what we were talking about. And Dr. Mendoza was just sharing about the fact that he had been doing research on this for many years, for several decades, in fact. And now we're hearing more and more about this. So Dr. Mendoza, we'll be looking for the manuscript/book sometime soon. I interrupted because we're about to go into some discussion, some discourse about this full moon and the energies thereabout being of the characteristics of Virgo. And I know there are probably listeners, as there are every month, who are interested in a specific astrological sign for various reasons of themselves or loved ones or colleagues or friends and the like. So how about sharing a little bit about the energies associated with the full moon of Virgo?
Yeah, usually the Virgo, so the qualities, we deal only during this full moon, we deal only with the positive qualities. Why? Because we don't need to delve on, we want to absorb positive qualities. If we see a good person, we see a spiritual person, we see an intelligent person, we want to emulate and copy those positive qualities. So same thing during this month. So the qualities of Virgo, they are practical. They are practical, diligent, intelligent, precise, mentally astute. They're analytical. Yeah. It's a mind thing. The nice thing about the Virgo, they could analytical, they could look at the detail. Some signs, like Sagittarius, will see the forest. They could just see the forest, the big forest. But with the Virgo, they could see the leaves. They could, in fact, I even see that not only did they see the twigs, they could see the leaves, they could see the chlorophyll. So that's just how they are in detail. So if you want somebody who would look at the details, it will be a Virgo. They could go into the details. That's why one of their positive and negative maybe qualities is critical, because they could see the detail part, how you look at something to a minute thing. So they are hardworking. They are conservative. The Virgo is the maiden, the virgin. So they are conservative. They have the love of cleanliness. They have neatness and order and structure. So these are the qualities of a Virgo. Put a Virgo into science, they could be a good scientist. Put a Virgo into accounting, they will look at the numbers. Put a Virgo into a speech writer, they could look at the nice thing, how to write it. So these are the qualities of Virgo. They're perfectionists. They are realist and practical at the same time. That's the cliff notes of a Virgo. They could be a wonderful friend, because knowing what to say and when to say it is a trait most Virgos possess. So that's of Virgo.
So for anyone that is not a Virgo and are involved in something, whether it's a project or a relationship at work or personal, that these qualities would benefit, they'd want to be aware of and focus on these qualities, and they can and somehow utilize these same qualities, although they may not be born of that sign, because these energies are prevalent, shall I say, in the environment. Is that fair to say?
Yes. No, actually, you talk about energy. So it's in the ether. It's in the during this month from August 23 to September 22 is the sign for Virgo. So it's their month. So they shine. Their qualities shine. They celebrate their birthdays. It's their what they call cycle. In the first cycle, they start in their first cycle, which is an auspicious time also. So all of these positive qualities are actually emanating in the ether, in the energy form. So it's all over. So one of the things, whether you do it, you do a meditation or not, there are, these are, you're right, you could be able to tap this because it's available there for all of us. The only thing is that during the full moon, there will be more intensity, so that's why you go to the most intense part of the month and you will be able to get it. Does it make sense? It's, again, energy. Energy is everything, and everything is energy.
That makes sense to me. It's all about the energy. Absolutely. Absolutely. And this energy is a reflection of the alignment of the stars. Because, you know, they say that, you know, astrologically, every sign has a unique star arrangement. Or, so is that part of that?
Yes. Actually, there are ancient or aphorisms wherein it say, as above, so below, so without, so within. So what does that mean? So that as above, that means what is happening in the planetary level, what has happened cosmically, that means the alignment of the planets, the alignment of the energy, alignment of the celestial beings or celestial bodies actually influences Earth, influences us. So as above, so below. So the influence of the energy on a cosmic level is affecting the Earth and is affecting us. So without, so within. So as we affect what things that affect outside us, is actually affecting ourselves. So what is affecting our body should be affecting our individual selves also. So that's an aphorism. I think it's from Hermes Trismegistus, wherein it says, as above, so below, so within. So you're right. It's a planetary alignment.
Wow. Dr. Mendoza, I know you got a flight to catch. Share with us. I know you got a flight to catch, so I wanted to talk a little bit about deeply and get in a little bit more into the meditation. However, I'd rather just, can you just, as I said earlier, put a little carrot out about the book, just a little bit.
The book is on its way to the layout, and after that will be published already. The simple thing about the spiritual truth is that they said it's been known that everybody, for though God has given us a spiritual hunger, each human being has been implanted a spiritual hunger. Spiritual hunger, that means we want to know God. We want to know about God. We want to know about everything that is about God. So as one physically or spiritually matures, the thirst for sacred truth supersedes all other passions. So this spiritual hunger, it's a yearning or craving for spiritual truth and knowledge, and grow stronger than any other desire. So what happened was that the spiritual truth, as I want to mention, is different levels. Truth is defined by what is real. A thing is true if it is a fact. That's according to Aristotle. Religion, spiritual truth, take example, since most of your listeners are Christians, let's say Christians, in 2,500 years ago, Pontius Pilate, a Roman governor, asked the questions of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was brought before him. He asked, "What is truth?" And Pontius Pilate was convinced without waiting for an answer that he had before him an innocent man. Then he went back to the Jewish leaders in Damascus and announced, "I find no basis for a charge against him." So this is one spiritual truth. What is truth? So there are different levels of spiritual truth. Let's talk about the Christian way. According to in the Bible, Matthew and Mark, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus when he was alone, and he said, "How come you speak to the parable? How come you speak to the other people, or multitudes as they were called then, in parables? Why don't you?" Then the Lord Jesus said, "Because it has been given to you, since you are my disciples, you are being given the spiritual truth of the kingdom of God. But for them, I speak to them in parables, because the seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor understand." So a parable is a bridge that connects the lower and higher levels of spiritual truth. Then the disciples, who understand a deeper meaning of truth, actually even more awakened during the Pentecost, when the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, and they were able to understand deeper understanding of spiritual truth. So that's a summary of how it is in the Bible. So you see, when you read the Bible, it said, "I don't understand what it's talking about," because there are different levels of understanding the truth. And same thing with, I describe the spiritual truth in Hinduism, I describe the spiritual truth in Buddhism, and I spiritual truth also in Islam, and also how my teacher has expressed the spiritual levels of truth. So that's basically it. So this is it's an echo. The purpose of the book is to embark on a journey in search of the truth. So we dissect and unveil the different layers of truth, of spiritual principles, spiritual concepts, ideas, beliefs, teachings, blessings, and facts. Make us better persons, because for every truth there is something we can learn, experience, and realize. So I hope by sharing the book there will be a growing numbers of people from different religions, cultures, and philosophies who will join us in the journey, because we have an orchestra, we're instrument that each one can play, find the truth, live it, share it. And in doing so, we give birth to something within ourselves. That's the essence of the book.
Oh, I'm already enthralled, and just hearing that brief high level cliff note. just talking about connecting the lower, higher levels of spiritual truth. The key word to me was connecting that, because I think I think we're coming to a quickening. I really believe that, and not just on a positive energy, but on a negative energy as well. We focus on the positive energy, but I do believe, you know, we are aware and probably need to be aware. I believe that there is another side. There's another side of the coin. We don't want to, you know, go around thinking there is no other side of that coin. I don't want to give that other side any unnecessary energy, but be aware of it. And so with that said, it should, you know, motivate us to even delve deeper into that positive side, knowing that, you know, there's that void on the other side. that we want to avoid and help others to avoid as well. And so this spiritual truth, that resonates with me in that fashion, just the initial impact of it. And I haven't, of course, had a chance to delve into it yet. So I'm really looking forward to that. Are we doing full moon meditation this week coming up? I know
yes,
you've sent
yes.
the email out. What's the day?
On Sunday. And have your those who are listening log into Full Moon, www.fullmoonmeditation.com. .us, I'm sorry.
.us, yeah,
dot
I've got it.
So that's easy when you log in there, you in into how to connect with the link.
Yeah, it makes it so simple. So that's good, and we're looking forward to that. Well, Dr. Mendoza, I don't want to abuse or misuse or not appreciate your graciousness in joining us in your travels. And so, as I said I would, I will keep this relatively brief because some of our sessions we've really gotten into the meat of the subject matter. So when should we expect the book? Dr. Mendoza? Hello?
They said about 6 weeks. 6 weeks
okay.
after the layout. I was actually, to tell you frankly, it should have been out by August, the early part of August, but they were having some problems. So I guess we cannot do that. So we'll see what comes up.
Okay. So we'll be looking in the next month or so. To get our brains and eyes into that. Well, Dr. Mendoza, we thank you again. I know you've got a flight to catch. Thank you. I'll be listening in on the full moon meditation on Sunday, folks, on Sunday. And that's www.fullmoonmeditation.us. And join in. There'll be hundreds and thousands of listeners worldwide. It's an energy experience you'll not want to miss for sure. We've been talking with Master Glenn, affectionately referred to and respectfully referred to worldwide, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, chronic healer, meditation specialist in astrology, and a humanitarian of a nth degree. Thank you,
Thank
Dr.
You.
Mendoza, for joining us again. Have a safe travel. Well, folks, there comes and goes another edition of Progressive News Weekly. As I said at the top of the program, we did initiate the program a little bit later as I wanted to make sure that we were able to fully encompass whatever time Dr. Mendoza would be able to share with us. And indeed he did. I think we definitely learned some things about meditation. Enhancing what we already knew, regardless of what level we're at. And so I that was absolutely worth the wait. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Again, as I mentioned last week, my prayers, sympathies go out to the families and friends and loved ones of our dear Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. We will be doing a tribute in the weeks ahead as there's so much going on right now with regard to that. And I suspect her celebration of going home will be taking place very shortly. And so with you and yours, make sure you let someone you know that you love them, if you love them, let them know. If you love them, let them know. We're not mind readers. And it's always good to show. Picture's 1,000 words. But I'll tell you, to let those words resonate across the eardrums, proliferating into the psyche of the mind and flowing through the energy of the heart. There's nothing like it. Tell someone you love that you love them this week coming up. And tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. And reach out to me and let me know of subject matters and or guests that we should be bringing to the airwaves. You can reach me at Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com. Or, of course, you can always reach me at Progressive News. That's Progressive News at MSN.com. And we'll be sure to get back to you and send you a phone number you can reach us at, and we'll have some dialogue about the subject matter and or guest, and, you know, do our homework, of course, to ensure that it's a valid topic that is not hitting mainstream media. We're certainly not trying to duplicate that. And we'll be sure to make it happen. If you have an event going on in your neighborhood, or I should say in your community, let me know. Whether you're in California or New England, or as it's sometimes referred to, the Deep South, or in the Midwest, or, of course, along the East Corridor, let me know, and we'll be sure to give it a shout-out. You can have your listeners tune in, be glad to bring a guest to talk about whatever that event is, and give it some airtime. We're here for you. This is truly news for you, by you, and of you. We love you. We keep you in our prayers. We ask that you keep us in your prayers, because prayer works. So with that, until next week, we wish you well. Enjoy these, well, what do we have, about 4 weeks of summer left? Let's enjoy it, folks. Get out with the loved ones. For us on the East Coast, and I believe along the Midwest as well, and some parts of the South, looks like we're going to get some fairly sunshiny weather. So get out and let the sun rays just fall upon that pineal gland. And it makes a difference. It just brings good energy to you. And as Dr. Mendoza said, everything is energy, and energy is everything. Until next week, God bless. Keep it live. Keep it real. Peace and blessings. Give love. Love is the key.